Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bichet and this is A Hero's Life. Not mine, but rather Ein Heldenleben, A Hero's Life by German composer Richard Strauss, first performed in 1899 in Frankfurt, with the composer himself conducting. Strauss may or may not have seen himself as the subject of this piece, the hero, but he said it was really meant to portray heroes as a more general ideal. I'll have more about Strauss and his heroes in a minute. First, here's a bit more of that opening music, which is simply called Der Held, the hero. Richard Strauss was born in 1864 in Munich, Germany. His father, Franz Strauss, was one of the great horn players of his time who played in the Munich court orchestra, so young Richard grew up not only in a house full of music, but also with a great love for the sound of the horn, for which he wrote such great orchestral parts, as well as a couple of fabulous horn concertos. His life and music straddled the late Romantic and modern eras of music, and though his orchestral tone poems, like Ein Heldenleben, were and to this day are popular, his works as an opera composer made an equally deep mark. Der Rosenkavalier, Salome, Elektra. According to a recent study, Richard Strauss is the second most performed 20th century opera composer, second only to Puccini. But that sense of drama and orchestral color that he used to such great effect in his operas also served him equally well in his tone poems. Here is a movement called Des Helden Widersacher, The Hero's Enemies. Music from Ein Heldenleben. At times, Richard Strauss's music seems to encompass an entire emotional universe. It can be strident, lush, loud, lyrical, pushy, and tender, sometimes all in a matter of a couple of bars. Strauss also had a very special sense of melody, those tunes that soar and leap all over the place. Like at the beginning of the movement called Thema der Siegesgewissheit, Theme of Confidence in Victory. Thank you. Richard Strauss was one of the finest orchestrators of all time, which means he knew exactly how to use the sounds of each instrument or each instrumental section in the orchestra to create an incredible palette of orchestral color. And I'm using a visual metaphor because it's the best way I can think of to describe what Strauss does. In fact, visual language is used to describe many aspects of music. Color, palette, sounds transparent. Though Ein Heldenleben was written in 1898 and predates largely film music, it could easily pass for a film score, and Strauss himself provides visual descriptions for each movement. This next music is called Kriegsfanfaren, War Fanfares, with Strauss as the master painter. Besides being one of the leading German composers in the early part of the 20th century, Richard Strauss was a renowned conductor. He was an undemonstrative, no-fuss person on the podium with a droll sense of humor. In 1927, he published a list of 10 tips for aspiring young conductors, which includes the following gems. Number 1. Remember that you're making music not to amuse yourself, but to delight your audience. Or this one, you should not perspire when conducting. Only the audience should get warm. And this one, well known to brass players, Strauss said, never look encouragingly at the brass, except with a brief glance to give an important cue. In his music, Strauss made up for his lack of sentimentality on the podium. Here's a part of Des Helden Friedenswerk, The Hero's Works of Peace. That was music from Ein Heldenleben. Alberic Magnard was a French composer who wrote at least two operas, four symphonies, as well as assorted other orchestral and chamber pieces. Today, his music is largely forgotten, though listening to his Chant Funèbre from this recording, I'm really not sure why. I guess he had the misfortune to live in an age crowded with both amazing composers and wanton destruction. In fact, Alberic Magnard, who was born in 1865, died in 1914, near the beginning of World War I, while trying to resist a German attack on his house. He was an early casualty of one of the most destructive conflicts in European history. Here's a bit of his Chant Funèbre, written in 1895. That was music by Alberic Magnard. All of the music in this podcast comes from a new recording featuring the Orchestre National de Lille, conducted by Jean-Claude Cassadesus. Beautiful playing from the whole orchestra, with, I would say, special mention going to the concertmaster and the first horn, in fact, the whole horn section. It's a new Naxos recording that includes both Richard Strauss's Ein Heldenleben and Alberic Magnard's Chant Funèbre. Despite being called A Hero's Life, Ein Heldenleben ends with a lyrical movement called Entsagung, or Resignation. And just as he would do later with his last four songs, Richard Strauss writes about the end of life with almost unbearable tenderness. To go out, here's the very ending of Ein Heldenleben. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.